Hello, boys and girls and filthy animals of all ages. Welcome to the Bad Boys Podcast. You know what it is. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share. We got a brand new episode coming. Right now, we got Alan in the building, part of the Bad Boys Podcast. Make sure you keep liking and keep checking it out, because we're going to have new people, new episodes, and a whole bunch of things. We're going to be more consistent this time, and you're going to see the channel grow. Right now, we're going to get right into it. Now, first thing I want to ask you about, Alan's been to, like, I wouldn't say millions of places, but, like, well, yeah, for someone, I guess, his age.
Yeah.
I would say I don't like to travel. Well, what would you say to someone like me? Okay, let's say I told you, like, you were to say, like, how come you don't travel? Because we could travel for free. We can go wherever. So, but if I say, like, if I just look at it through the TV, what's the difference between looking at it, like, on YouTube or actually being there?
Well, like, you actually get to experience, like the people, the culture. Like,
so
it's different from seeing it from a screen, like, from actually being there.
Yeah, okay.
It's a whole different experience, yeah.
So some of the places you've been to
been to Japan.
What was Japan like?
Japan.
How long was the flight?
The flight was like 15 hours.
Damn! No, damn! 15 hours?
It was like 14. 14.
Well, I'm
acting
surprised. Like, if I, okay, but that's
it was pretty far,
I mean, it's a long time.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well,
who'd you sit next to? A scrub?
I was with this military guy.
Were you in first class or
I was business.
Oh, you're business.
Yeah, business.
So would y'all? You had your own, like.
Yeah, like they gave you the headphones, the like the thing to sleep, the little mask.
Did your chair go into a bed?
No, that's first class.
Oh, you were business.
Yeah.
Oh,
first business. First is like they give you, like, they treat you good, bro. Business is like they treat you good, but it's not like first class. Like, you get your little muffs, you get your mask.
Yeah.
They give you, like, cream, lotion, all that bullshit.
What the fuck?
And they give you wine, all that
they
bullshit.
They give you cream and lotion?
Yeah.
They tell people you need,
like,
this?
Like, they give you to shave and all that. Like,
for real?
Yeah.
Well, how big are the restrooms?
I mean, the restrooms,
small,
they're, yeah,
like,
they're bigger. They're bigger. They give you a lot more space.
Oh, it is?
And, like, the seats recline.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, but first class, like, you can sleep, you can watch movie, whatever you want.
Damn.
That's nice. Yeah, first class is good.
Man, that's tight. So it's 15 hours?
15
hours,
yeah.
When you first land into a place like Japan, what's going through your head when you first get out into the airport? Like their airport. And you see...
To be honest,
yeah.
When I get out the airport, I'm tired as fuck, bro. Like, I don't want to do anything. But you're there because the time change in Japan is like super different. Here in the United States and Japan, the difference is 14 hours difference.
Yeah.
So let's say you leave here in the morning.
Yeah,
you're gonna land over there in the morning too. Cause it's like you leave day and you land during the day over there.
Oh, okay.
So it's completely different. Yeah, and then what you do there is get all the shit you need, like your Wi-Fi, cause over there you're not gonna have Wi-Fi. You wanna make sure you got your hotel, all that stuff.
So, yeah. But when you get to when you first walk out the plane, right? Are there any in the plane? Like when you're leaving, are there more Americans in there, or is it a bunch of people?
It is a lot of Americans.
Oh, okay.
Mainly it's Americans, yeah, because
we're coming from
yeah. But there is some Japanese people, obviously,
yeah,
and
okay.
Maybe some other people from other countries, but mainly some like 70. I'll say 60% Americans.
Mm.
Yeah, but once you get out the airplane, you're by yourself. Like,
yeah. When you're in their airport. And you're looking around, do you see anything that resembles English?
Yeah, the thing about Japan is that they have a lot of, like, it's not, like, people there, like, I don't know if you know, but Japan, 90% of people
don't know about
English.
Anything. I know, you know what
okay.
I know about? I know about the Crooked Eye.
The anime?
The who?
The anime?
What anime?
Anime.
What's
like
that?
The cartoons, the fucking anime.
No, Crooked Eye.
What is that?
Irving.
Oh, Crooked Eye.
The Crooked Eye.
Oh, okay, never mind.
No,
what the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I was like, anyway. Okay, I know about the Crooked Eye, and I know about Mexico and Oklahoma, Las Vegas. Just here,
yeah.
Really. So anyway, my bad, go ahead. So no, I don't know shit.
Okay.
About like going out the
yeah,
country.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Japan, I say 90% of people there don't speak English. They only speak Japanese. So to talk to them is hard, but it's tourist friendly because a lot of Americans, English is the most common language spoken, like, it's a tourist language. So you see a lot of English stuff, but it's kind of weird because you kind of have to figure your way around. Like, the trains are confusing. Like, it's by letter. And you don't use Apple Maps. You use Google Maps.
So, when you get to the airport, and then you figure out where you got to leave.
Yeah.
And you go out. Do you call a taxi, Uber?
No, I took the train.
How do you get to the train?
So, right there. The airport has a train right next to it. So,
is it like ours? How there's like a train in the middle? But not really.
It's like big train station underneath. You go to the airport, you go underneath. Big train station, you get your card. So, it's called the Plasmo card. It's like a card for tourists, like people who stay. It's a 30-day card like you get for trains. And you can use that all over Japan or Tokyo. And, yeah, like that.
So to be more specific, you were in Tokyo.
Yeah, Tokyo. Okay. But so, I do want to go back and go other places in Japan.
Okay, so that's cool. So you get there, you go underground to the train station.
Yeah.
And it takes you to a hotel that you already booked.
Yeah, I booked like a long time ago, yeah.
Okay, and when you get to this hotel, what are you thinking?
What I'm going to do?
But is it not is it as nice as you thought it was? Is it different?
Japan...
Is it clean, bro?
It's clean.
Oh, it is? The streets and everything.
People are like quiet. It's not like America. Like, let's say you get on a train.
Yeah.
You're going to see, if you go to New York, you're going to see fucking people throwing trash everywhere. Like, fucking people tweaking.
Yeah.
Like, people on drugs and shit, peeing. Yeah. Like, New York is a whole nother fucking, like, universe, bro. Yeah. But Japan is like quiet, bro. Nobody's talking. Nobody's like on their phone. Well, they are, but they're not fucking talking on the phone. Like, if you see here, you see fucking people on their headphones just screaming and shit.
Yeah, they want everyone to know what they're saying.
Yeah, they want everybody to know what they're saying, but Japan is different. Like, everybody's quiet. Like, very conservative.
Conservative?
And, yeah, conservative. And, people are really, like, nice. I would say they're nice.
That's cool.
Polite, yeah.
So, then you get there, you get to your hotel, you check in. Do you turn on the TV to see, like, what they're watching?
Yeah, yeah. It was weird when I was there.
Yeah.
They honestly, they, a lot of like the TV shows that I was looking at on when I was in the hotel, like they love baseball. They love baseball over there.
Oh, that's right. Baseball's huge.
Baseball is fucking huge.
Did you go to a game?
I didn't go to a game. I do want to go to a game.
Oh, that sounds crazy. Yeah. Right?
Japan. Yeah, they have a lot of, watch a lot of basketball over there too. Like a lot of, you see a lot of American media over there. Like American sports over there. It's not popular, but a lot of American sports. But damn. Yeah, it's like similar to America. Like,
so were there any English stations on the TV, or you didn't even spend time?
I wasn't really on the TV. Yeah, I was more walking around Tokyo, like trying to see all the tourist spots.
Yeah,
but get the tourist spots out the way, and then next time I go, I want to do some more, like go to the countryside in Japan, because I have a friend over there. He's stationed in Okinawa. It's like an island. Southern island of Japan.
Okay.
And I want to go visit him. Mm-hmm. And we're planning to climb Mount Fuji. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's the big ass.
People can climb it?
Yeah, you can climb it. Yeah, during the season of Japan. Lift to climb, yeah. Yeah. But.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, I would say.
What's the weather like?
The weather?
What about the air? Like breathing? Does it feel like.
No, yeah, it's the same.
Not like it's another planet. But
no,
like,
yeah, it's the same. It's the same. It's just.
Does it feel cleaner? Japan? Does it feel like Texas? It feel like our environment is more fucked up? Like,
yeah, it does feel that. Yeah,
it does.
Like, you see that people there are more like
they throw their trash in the trash can.
Yes, there's no trash cans over there, bro.
What?
There's no trash cans. So what? Over there, like when I bought like some shit from the gas station over there. So over there, it's disrespectful to eat while you're walking.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. So over there you can't walk and eat because it looks disrespectful. Well, not disrespectful, but it's dirty. Like, you know, like
it's like somebody with no shoes walking.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
the
basically,
mall
yeah, like that. Like it's you can do it, but it doesn't look good. It looks ratchet.
Looks frowned. It's
people,
like frowned upon.
People there, bro. I look so American when I went to Japan. I was wearing fucking shorts and like a hoodie. Like I was looking like what I'm wearing right now, bro.
Uh-huh.
And like everybody was looking at me, not looking at me like weird, Mark but Zuckerberg I felt weird, bro. Yeah, because over there everybody fucking dresses nice. Everybody's like. Like, well presented. Here in America, you're going to see fucking girls that, like, at the Irving Mall fucking wearing, like, pajamas and a fucking emoji shirt, bro.
Yeah. Oh, real like, talk. Not to go. This is going to be left. Okay. Speaking of the Irving Mall, I hadn't been there in a long time, but there's a basketball court there now.
Is there a basketball court?
Bro, there's a basketball. Yes. Like, you could literally start 3-on-3 in the middle of the mall.
Bro.
Pay your rent. Throw a Kingsa. Get a tattoo. Fucking,
get some Jordans.
Yeah, and fucking,
Get like a City Trend shirt.
Yeah, like, you fucking do all, like, that. That is, that's already a flea market.
No, yeah.
I would feel a little worse if it wasn't already every mall in the world is already towards extinction. So it's not so, it's like, yeah, every mall is done.
Yeah.
I went there one time, we were playing football, and I was with my nephew, and I think I was going to get him some shoes or something. And we're playing football. This was a long time ago, probably like 8 years ago. And it was muddy and rainy, and we're playing fucking full-on, like, football. And I told him, like, we're already here. Let's just stop by, get you something, and then go. And then I was like, man, should we go home? Everybody's like, man, it's every mom who fucking cares dirty. Like, we show up just like that. Yeah. All right, so you were telling me about how they don't have trash cans in Japan. Yeah. Like, what's that about?
So they don't have trash cans anywhere, bro. I literally was looking for, like, 3 hours straight just looking for a trash can, bro. So, yeah, but the thing is that what they do is they collect their trash. They keep it with them until they get home, and they throw it when they get home.
You're lying.
Yeah.
How did you find that out?
I gave it to some random, like, police officer. He threw it for me. But he was like, I was trying to speak to him, and he didn't understand me. And then, like, I kept, like, asking him, can you take it? He didn't want to take it, so he just ended up taking it. So I was like, yeah, fuck, I don't want to carry that shit. And then, yeah, but over there, bro, it's different. Like, people don't throw trash. Like, they wait till they get home to throw it.
What are the police officers like?
Police officers? I don't really get to interact with the police officers, but they're nice. Like, Japan, whatever. Bro, there's no crime. There's no none of that shit. Like, you can't even have a gun over there. You can't, like, it feels safe when you go to Japan. Like, let's say there's people when at night, I don't know if you ever seen, like, Japanese videos. Like, in Japan, people are drunk. Whenever they get fucking, like, wasted, they just lay on the street and they sleep in the street. Nobody bothers them.
Are you for real?
Yeah. Like, bro, it's a different culture over there. It's not like America. Like, here, if you fucking sleep in the streets, they're gonna fucking, like,
rob everything.
Shit, they're gonna fucking shit on
your head.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's true. That's crazy. Yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why don't you like to, like, travel?
I don't like to experience what I don't know. Like, if I go, everything with me is if I don't know it, I don't.
But how are you going to know if you don't know?
Yeah, that's what people say.
Yeah.
But, like, for instance, Vegas. Like, I didn't want to go to Vegas. But when I got there, and I was like, damn, this place is fucking, like, crazy.
Yeah.
But, like.
Is it like the movies? Like, Hangover?
You haven't been to Vegas?
I haven't been to Vegas yet.
Are you for real?
I want to go.
That's the best place in the world. Fuck.
Bro, I'll say I don't want to go because I don't know. Like, I don't like to gamble. I don't really. I drink, but not like that.
Bro, I would say this. Like, the MGM Grand, they show it. It's not as big as I thought it would be. There's some things that, like, on TV that you see. You get there and you think it's going to be like. Yeah. It's not as big as, like, it's just a regular building. But being there, like, it's just a lot to do. Like, I was
not there. Like Oklahoma, where you go to Oklahoma and that shit smell like fucking cigarettes, yeah. Like ass, like bunch of grannies just fucking gambling their money away.
What? Have you been to Oklahoma? Oklahoma. You talking about Windstar?
Windstar.
Have you been to Broken Bow?
I've been to Broken Bow, yeah.
Where it's like
camp. They got the little cabins and stuff. Yeah.
I've been there. That's pretty cool. I would say, like, but Vegas to me. Okay, I think it's the Luxor. That's what's called, where Tupac was.
Tupac?
With the hotel he was at when he died?
Yeah.
The night he died or whatever? Bro. And then there was, like, this Titanic shop or Titanic thing that we went through. There was, like, it showed you, like, it had the people that died. You could touch the ice.
For real?
Yeah, the iceberg thing. Like, they had it, how cold
no
it
way.
Was. Yeah, they had a cold.
Did you feel it?
Yeah.
That shit was cold?
Freezing. So that motherfucker suffered, and it had the pictures of the people.
That's actually badass.
And it had, like, parts of the boat. And
that's
it had,
crazy.
Like, stories. So it had that. I think that was in the Luxor. And then, like, we went eating. My friend's hotel was crazy. Then, there was, like, pool, like, people everywhere. It's like a nonstop, like.
So there's always something you can do.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. Because okay. Whether you're gambling, whether you're eating, or whether you're going somewhere to watch something. Or whether there's, like, some kind of music shit going on. It's not just, like, one strip. You know, like, if you go places, they got, like, one street or whatever. There's hotels and streets everywhere. It's packed everywhere. You go to old Vegas, man. This fucking, you see the zip lines where you can zip line through the whole street.
You can?
Yeah.
That's clean.
One lady got stuck. Then she was just
what?
She was just, and it's because it's like Superman style. Like you're laying flat and it's like Superman style, and it's and like it pushes you down or whatever. And she was just there, like just stuck.
She was just stuck.
Yeah, and we're just looking at her. It's not. They're not even that high. They're like, I would say like maybe 20 feet or something. They're not even that high. Like maybe 25, 30. Like.
Were you there when they built the bar or no?
What bar?
The ball.
Nah.
Do you know the Las Vegas ball?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the Sphere. Nah. The Sphere.
I was there when they just finished Raider Stadium.
Oh, like, for real?
When once you get out the airport and there's slot machines in the airport. There's people playing.
What the
like,
fuck?
Yeah,
that's crazy,
yeah.
bro.
So there's slot machines. Once you get in, there's slot machines. I flew Spirit.
Okay. So you weren't.
I flew Spirit. So we get there. And we get in there, and there's people, like, gambling. And then I'm like, whatever, we take our, I don't know what we took, to be honest. We rented a car. We got there, we rented a car at the airport, and then we drove to our hotel. My homeboy, he got a Hooters hotel. That shit is crazy.
You said a Hooters hotel?
Yeah, it's a hotel in Hooters. And it's not there no more. So I get in there, right? Okay, so my.
So the Hooter girls are, like. Explain to me what the
yeah, like the, it's like you walk into Hooters, like say Hooters in Grand Prairie, Irving, and then you go to like the side and there's a elevator and you go up to the hotel. The hotel's on top, and there's slot machines. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy, bro. That shit sounds like some crazy.
Yeah, so we get there and we get to my homeboy's hotel. The restroom doesn't even flush. I'm like, what the fuck? Hell no. Nah. So the hotel was dirty, but it was cheap. And then my other homeboy, he was stayed at the Nugget. He stayed at the Nugget. Yeah, I think it's the Nugget. And that shit was nice.
Yeah.
That shit was, the pillows were fucking fluffy. The rooms were cold. Yeah, that was cool. That was, Vegas is like probably my favorite place I've ever been. Which is, you're probably right. Well, if I go to more.
Yeah, I'm telling you. If you go to more places, you'll see like other parts of the world.
Yeah.
That's you great. Might like. And then.
But see, like. Do some,
you, go ahead. Like you. Like. I used to think like that, bro. Like, I used to be like, because back then, I didn't want to go nowhere. I loved just being in my house, like, chilling at home. Like, I felt very comfortable. But the thing is that sometimes you got to get out of your comfort zone and try new things. Because sometimes it changes perspective. Like, for example, when I went to Guatemala, like, I saw, like, people were, like, very poor in Guatemala. And, like, most people don't have much, right? And, like, it made me appreciate more what I have.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because I'm always like, I don't know. It changed my perspective. Like, people are super nice in Guatemala. They're very humble. Yeah.
But they speak English over there?
They don't speak English over there. But really? I speak Spanish,
I feel like,
So it's not, like, wasn't that bad.
I don't know why I feel like the Latin countries would speak.
They do not give a fuck about English in Guatemala.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so far from the United States. Like, they don't care. All the other countries surrounded by Spanish-speaking countries.
I don't know why I thought, like, the Latin countries would
be, maybe, yeah, a couple. Like, maybe they speak a little bit of English, yeah.
So, didn't you say you went to McDonald's in Guatemala that was real popular?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's
in Antigua.
And where?
Antigua.
And what does that McDonald's look like?
Oh, it's nice. I mean, they have, like.
You order, like, Big Macs, or do they sell, like, tacos?
Nah, they sell, like other food. Like, they sell, like, they had, like, this one with, like, huevos, scrambled eggs.
See, that's crazy. Yeah, that shit was weird. So, like. It could be called McDonald's, but you ain't getting no Big Mac?
They I don't even think they have Big Mac over there, bro. Bro, Big Mac is only for, like, the fucking, here in America. Like, because all of us, in Guatemala, they don't be eating that shit.
For real?
Like, because all of them are skinny, bro. Like, that's over there, crazy. Everybody be eating.
Dang. And you can see a volcano?
Yeah, it's nice, yeah.
Damn.
So, where would you want to go, like, if you were to go anywhere?
Beach.
Okay, the beach?
Like, Hawaii. That's where I'd
want to
go.
Bro, you can go to Hawaii if you want to.
Yeah, I know, because Andrew, he said he went, like, on a weekend. And
it's expensive, bro.
And he flew business.
It's fucking expensive, bro.
When you get there?
Hawaii is expensive.
Yeah, I think he was saying that.
It's just expensive. They use U.S. dollar over there, and it's the most expensive state in the United States.
That's crazy.
So, over there, everything gets imported to Hawaii from the United States. Uh-huh. So, think about that. The import tax, like, everything is way more expensive in Hawaii. Like, let's say a Gatorade.
Yeah.
You're going to spend $7, $8 on a Gatorade. Six, maybe.
What the
fuck? Yeah, because it's expensive. They import everything over there.
That's correct. So when you go there, you got to be ready to be...
you got to be like have some good money, bro, like to spend. My uncle went recently, like 2 months, 3 months ago. And yeah, he told me he spent a lot of money.
That's crazy. Yeah. And okay, and yeah, Hawaii where I'll be, where I would want to go. I'd want to go to Hawaii. I want to have a lot. Like, I don't want to go there. Like, okay, for instance, for when my podcast blows up and I'm like billionaire and I make my movies and I just retire, I want to like retire in a place like Hawaii or South Valley. I want to graduate. I'm going to graduate. I want to retire in a place like Hawaii or South
Valley. So you like the water?
Yeah. I want to be like on a beach.
I know where you should go.
And away from everyone.
We can go together one day.
Where?
We can go to Cancun.
But what? Don't they say like it's dangerous right now?
Bro, it's not dangerous at all. The tourist spots. Cancun is dangerous, but not the tourist spots. Like, bro.
Whoa, hold up. Whoa. What does that mean?
So, like, what Cancun, when you see Cancun, you think of, like, beaches and all that stuff. Yeah. There's other parts in Cancun that are, like, super dangerous. Like, Tulum is not dangerous.
So, as long as you don't leave the resort?
Yeah, as long as you don't leave the resort, you're good. Cancun is dangerous, though.
That makes you comfortable?
Bro, like, the resort is like Disneyland. When you go to fucking Disneyland, you're in Disneyland. Whatever is outside, you don't care about. Oh, it's fucked up, but that's how it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Or Brazil.
Nah.
Go to Brazil.
What were the changes in Brazil? The changes on how to get there?
What do you mean?
What'd they say? Weren't they, you didn't hear?
What?
You get to have...
The visa thing? You got to like have $2,000 in your bank account?
Which that's not a problem. Yeah. But like, that's not a problem. But like... they also said something about a passport. Like, I know you need a passport.
Yeah,
but
you do need a passport, yeah.
But what they say...
you need a visa and, like, you got to ask for permission or some bullshit. You got
to,
like...
Ask permission to who? Brazil?
The government, yeah.
Because...
I think so. I don't know. I haven't seen the requirements.
I'm not even trying to... I mean, I'm sure it's tight, but I'm not trying to go.
But Mexico, I'll say Cancun, bro. You should go to Cancun. It's cheap. You speak Spanish. There's a place called Isla de las Mujeres. It's beautiful.
It's called what?
Isla de las Mujeres.
Was it the island of the girls?
That's what it says. I don't know.
That's what that means?
Yeah.
There's a lot of girls?
I mean, there's some cute girls. I mean, as long as you get it. Bro, if you have a passport in the United States, it ups you 5 points. Like, good looking.
Another place I want to go low key. But I hear bad reviews all day. England. London, whatever. But I hear bad. Yeah. Every time someone goes...
The food is fucking shit, bro.
I'm sure
they be eating beans and toast, bro.
They what?
They eat beans and toast.
What the fuck is that?
They eat blood. You know blood?
Blood in your body?
Like blood pudding. Like blood pudding, black pudding.
What does that mean?
So on their breakfast, they
eat... It's like cherry pudding?
It's like a blood pudding.
What do you...
It's called the black pudding. But it's like, I don't know what it is, bro. It's like blood or some shit. I don't know.
It's like jelly?
Yeah, it's like, not jelly, but it's like frijoles. It's like the, like beans, like fried beans. Uh-huh. It has that texture, but I don't know what it is.
And what do they put on, when do they put that on, toast?
No, like they eat it, so their breakfast is like sausage, bacon, eggs, beans and toast, and then black pudding. Yeah, you would not like it, bro.
What about like their regular food, dinner? Like
dinner, they eat like fish and chips. Like that's the... most common one that
eat that shit all chips or fries, right?
Yeah, fries and fucking fish, fried fish. That's it.
They don't have burgers, wings, and shit.
They do, yeah. They have Five Guys.
So
American food.
So England is not a place,
bro. Like, for food, that shit is horrible, bro.
So England's like a bad version of us. Like what it sounds like. Is it like a bad version of?
I wouldn't say that, but for an American, you'd prefer America.
Because you've been there, right?
Yeah, I've been there. I was there for 2 weeks.
There's nothing that you would... there's nothing even worth... Like, say, because all the places you've been...
I mean, it's safe. I like that.
But there's nothing to talk about? There's nothing that you would be like, come back and say, you know what I saw?
I like the nature.
What do you mean? Woods?
I went to climb over there. A hike. There's a mountain in the UK. It's called Ben Nevis. It's the tallest mountain in the United Kingdom. Me and my friend went to go climb it.
You know what?
They have really pretty nature over there.
What about the palace?
Oh, the palace, Buckingham Palace?
You saw it?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing special. It's just a fucking palace.
And you saw, like, the idiots on the horse?
Yeah. You're talking about the queen's guards?
Yeah. Yeah, I seen them, yeah. You saw, were they just standing there like fools?
Yeah, I mean, they just stand there. They march.
So it was like, so when you saw, you were like, oh, okay. Was it just like whatever?
No, yeah, I mean, I was like, what? I didn't, like, when I seen them, I was like, this shit is not real, bro. Like, they were just fucking standing there, like, not doing nothing. I was like,
are they crazy. Tall or are they little?
Normal, like 5'10", 5'11".
Regular dudes? Yeah,
regular dudes. Like, dressed up.
I don't know why, when I like I told you on the low, I never really, like, it was just on the low, I thought it was interesting. Like, I wonder what, like, they have a king and queen.
What's the longest flight you'd take?
That I would?
Yeah.
I ain't flying more than, like, 4 hours.
4 hours?
Three. Yeah. What's Hawaii?
Farthest you get is Mexico.
What's Hawaii?
Hawaii's, like, probably, like, 6 hours.
Yeah, probably six.
Four, six.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Hawaii. You need to go to Hawaii, bro.
I'm going there. But I don't like...
Would you go by yourself or...
Hell no. I'd like to go deep. Like...
You don't want to go to the tourist spots.
I want to go to the beach. I want it to be nice. I want it to be like a paradise. When I go, I want it to be like a paradise. Like, you know, like, to me, a paradise, to me, is like you're on the beach, you're around people you like, and there's a lot of food, and everything you look at is nice.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at, like, dirty stuff on the floor. I don't want to, like, see dirty this. New I don't want to look at ugly people. I don't want to look at anything just nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That, to me, would be perfect. So I'd like to go to Hawaii. And that would be nice. I don't really like to take long flights. Like you know those flights, like, to Australia? That big-ass plane? That shit would be... You want to go to Australia?
I want to go to New Zealand.
How long is that flight? Like, fucking...
Same as Australia.
Damn.
They're right next to each other.
And do you think you would get business on that? What if you didn't get business?
That shit's hard, bro.
What if you got fucking... What if you didn't get business? You're going to have to sit 15 hours next to a scrub.
I would do it, but... Yeah, that shit would be
poor. I think going there, you have...
Economy, bro, is like torture, bro. No, I'm not trying to sound fucking like
yeah.
But it's good to spend that extra money, bro.
But you would have a better chance going business there because you decide when you leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Then coming back, you have to come back like quick. Yeah.
And there's only, I think, two flights, bro.
A day?
A day.
That leave out of
DMW? I think only one, actually.
Yeah. That leave out of DMW? Yeah.
In and out. Only one flight.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit sucks. It's only seasonal, too.
Oh, there's seasons that they don't go?
Yeah, there's seasons that they don't go.
What, is it
summer? They're going to end in March.
Because it's too hot?
Because it's not popular to go, like, during that time. And then also, it's not, like they switch out different countries to go to. Like, they go to Barcelona, Real Madrid, Switzerland, like, all those places.
Oh, yes. Spain. I didn't even think about it. You want to go to Spain?
I want to go to Spain. Yeah. I'd say my top is probably I want to go to Peru, Iceland, and.
And I think you were telling me earlier Iceland sounds tight because the way I'm sure it looks. Yeah, it's
pretty.
You were telling me how you wouldn't mind working out of the country.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Like I would. I don't know. I feel like it would be nice to like work, make U.S. money, and live like. Mexico, maybe, because bro, shit is expensive here in the United States now.
Yeah,
like think about it. Over there, if you buy a house, you probably spend like $200 on taxes. Mm-hmm. Here, for a house, like a normal house, you're gonna spend $6,000 just on taxes itself. The mortgage is probably gonna be like $600 a month. You can build a really nice house in Mexico, live there, make U.S. dollar. You'd be fine, and then have a like. For example, me, I live in Dallas, so I have my parents, so I can always go back to my parents, but have a life in Mexico. I mean, to me, it sounds good.
And also, do you think that's a younger generation thing? Do you think more kids, like...
Because I don't think it is a younger generation thing because people realize that America is not what... It's not everything that you think it is. Like, stuff is getting more expensive. Like, sometimes places in other world, in the other parts of the world are more safer than the United States.
Yeah.
Like.
I see.
Yeah. And then, like, healthcare. Like, in Mexico, you can fucking go to Mexico and get, like, something done for, like, $100-$200. And then you can text your doctor on WhatsApp. Like, here in the United States is, like, expensive if you don't have insurance.
Yeah.
Like, everything's getting more expensive here in the United States.
You think you'd find a rec center over there?
The rec center?
You think they'd be
hooping? They probably play soccer over there. Yeah, I played basketball over there, but they all fucking suck.
Where at?
Like,
Where?
In Mexico.
Where?
They like, they have a little basketball court there.
Playground?
Yeah, but that shit has no net. And then it's like fucking straight cement, bro. Like, nobody fucking plays on that court.
Oh, for real?
So, yeah, there's like dust everywhere. Like, nobody fucking playing on that court.
Dang, that's wild.
Yeah.
You never been to China, right?
I want to go, too. I want to go, like, I want to go to a lot of places, yeah.
You ever been to Washington, D.C.?
Washington, no.
I want to go to D.C.
D.C.?
Yeah.
What is it, like, the sports or what?
Nah, you seen Scandal?
What is that?
TV show?
I haven't seen it.
It's about, like, this girl. She was fucking the president.
She was fucking the what?
President. What the fuck? Yeah, he was in her guts. And then she was, like, a presidential advisor, and he was cheating on his wife with her and blah, blah, blah. It's like a bullshit. And then she's like fixes things. So there's all this corruption and like people murder and whatever. And it's like she's like a detective slash fixer bullshit. It's like a whatever. But looking at the town, that'd be a nice place to like be.
Yeah.
Like it just looks nice. Like that little area. So yeah, I'd like to go visit D.C. But so yeah, that was the Bad Bros Podcast with my boy Alan. We got to through a couple of subjects. But make sure you like, subscribe. Share and just be on the lookout for more episodes, more things coming. We're getting into a lot more next episode where we talk about a whole lot more. So make sure you just keep your ear to the streets. And by that, I mean watching and listening to our podcast. And make sure you like, subscribe. And that's the Bad Bros Podcast. You know what it is. We out. We out.
You're listening to the Bad Bro Podcast out of Arlington, Texas on Spotify. If you don't like it, then you can go fuck yourself.